Matt Slinderek on Devil Radio. Going to get on with the budget. One of the other little taste tempters, little snacks that the Republican saboteurs stuck in the budget was a provision that rejects federal money to enhance unemployment comp pay by $300 a week. They say, no, we don't want it. Democrats say, well, this is our federal tax money coming back. Every other state in the union is getting it. Every other state. And it's up to the governor, not you, to reject it. And they say, well, we're on record. We don't want it. We do not want people who are unemployed in this state to get that extra $300 a week. It would make them lazy, is what they say, the Republican. Make them lazy, make them adverse to work. And we don't want it. We want them to feel a little hunger, a little fear. That's why we got rid of the Medicaid federal money that would have given health insurance to another something like 80,000 people in the state. We want them to be afraid. We want a guy to look over at his young wife and his two kids and say, boy, I better go out and get a job or they're not going to get health care. And then he's supposed to go out and what? Find a job that gives health benefits? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? At low wages? People are desperate to work. People at lower wages take several jobs. There are people with not just two, there are three jobs. They go from job to job and they don't get health care. And the Republicans want them to fear things so that they stay in those jobs, even though they may not have health care. And even though when they're laid off, they're going to get a lot less money. You know, there is something sadistic about that. There is something inhuman about that. And for the Republicans now to say, well, we are being offered $300 a week for unemployed people. It's our federal tax money. It's not going to offset the deficit. It's just going to go to California, Minnesota, Texas, or Florida, one of the big states, where it's going to be a rounding error to them. But we don't want it to make a point. These people are sick, actually. You know, a lot of them, they think this is private enterprise. They don't know anything about private enterprise. Most of them have no background in private enterprise. Scott Walker had no background in private enterprise. They don't understand how businesses are run. They don't understand it at all. They think giving $4.5 billion in state tax money to a Chinese company to set up a plant and subsidize them against any competition, they think that's private enterprise. Foxconn, they think that's private enterprise. They think turning down $1 billion for a good train system, Chicago to Milwaukee, to Madison, to Eau Claire, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that money just simply went to California or somewhere else, they think that's private enterprise. They think turning down our tax money, our own federal tax money for Medicaid supplements to insure another 80,000 people in the state is private enterprise. And now they think that getting rid of $300 a week extra in our federal tax dollars, which will just go to California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, or somewhere, is private enterprise. These people are buffoons. They're buffoons. They don't understand private enterprise. They mouth it, and they chuckle, and then they walk away. One piece of good news, very good news. Final numbers are in. Unofficial tally. New Mexico. Melanie Stansberry obviously won the congressional seat that Deb Haaland had down in New Mexico, the Albuquerque area. Here are the numbers again. I'm going to give you the final numbers. It's even better news. This is on Tuesday. Remember, that's a seat that's very Democratic. Deb Haaland won it by 16 points last time. 16 points. That's a big victory, 16 points. Joe Biden went one better than that. He beat Trump in that district by 23 points, 23. He improved on Deb Haaland, who was up at the same time, 7 points better than Deb Haaland. It turns out when all of the votes have been counted, it's an unofficial tally, it has to be certified, but there's no dispute. Melanie Stansberry, our candidate, beat Joe Biden. She got 24.5% of the vote. She won the vote by 24.5%. She got 60% of the vote. So Biden beat Haaland by 7 points. Melanie Stansbury beat Biden by 1.5 points. That is a huge development. Why is that a huge development? Why aren't people yawning and going, well, this is Albuquerque. It's a district that's going to go Democratic. And here's the reason. There were districts in southern Florida and Texas along the border where Hillary Clinton won by double digits and Joe Biden only won by low single digits. Yeah, he won them. But to get the margins he needed to win the state, we're not there in either one because of that attrition from the Democratic vote. There was a fear. Everybody held their breath in both parties, didn't know how Trump would play, even now that he's out of the presidency, whether people were angry at the insurrection on January 6th, or whether they were energized. They did not know how COVID relief was going over. Immigration, they didn't have the Black Lives Matter movement. They didn't know that this business about defunding the police, where the Republicans falsely will claim that the Democrats are for that. Our budget is to increase spending on police by $500 million. The Republicans is to cut it. They're the ones, if anything, defunding the police. So everybody held his breath, and it came out just fine. Because if, let's say that Melanie Stansbury had won by 10% of the vote, plus 10, trailed Deb Haaland, everybody would say, oh, there's attrition. Let's say that she only won by 16 points, like Deb Haaland. They'd say, oh, attrition. It's a lot less than Joe Biden. Here she beat even Joe Biden. So what that says is not just the Democratic base, but the only way that happened is if independents and some moderate Republicans came over to her. That's the only way that happened, the only way that could have happened. That is a signal, you know. Is it locked in granite for the whole country? No. I mean, things change. But it's a signal that right now people are satisfied with Joe Biden's performance on COVID relief, satisfied with Joe Biden's performance running the presidency, as a calming influence, somebody who you can look up to. There's no surprises. You don't wake up every morning flipping on the TV to see what atrocity the president said, who he betrayed us to, Putin, Kim Jong-un, whoever. We have a stable guy in the White House. That's one message. The other message is the relief itself from COVID, his leadership and tamping it down, getting vaccines out quickly, urging people to wear masks, social distancing. That is not hurting the Democratic Party with voters. That is helping the Democratic Party with voters. A lot of these extremists who somebody asks them to wear a mask on a plane, they punch the stewardess, that kind of stuff. Now, that doesn't go over. Obviously, it doesn't go over with me and it doesn't go over with you. That doesn't go over with anybody. So I think the Republicans are on the wrong track. And I honestly think that Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy sucking up to Donald Trump is a big mistake for them. They're doing it. A lot of people doing it to save themselves in primaries. But beware of what you want, because you may save yourself in a primary. You may save yourself in a primary. But in a general election, you're slitting your throat. And even the fact that you may think you're saving yourself in a primary, let's take a look at Liz Cheney's primary. That one is going to be a bellwether for the entire country. Going to a break. A lot more to talk about. Back right after the break.